Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a proper junglist jungle drop in Ableton Live 12, and the whole game here is offset and arrangement. Not just making things hit hard, but making them hit in the right place so the groove has that push-pull tension that jungle and darker DNB live for. If you've ever heard a drop and felt like it was moving before it actually landed, that's the energy we're chasing. The break is breathing, the bass is answering, the fills are pulling you forward, and instead of everything slamming on bar one like a generic loop, we're going to make the arrangement feel like a conversation. Let's start by setting up a clean workspace. Keep it organized from the beginning. You want one track for your main break, one for extra percussion or one-shots, one for your sub-bass, one for your mid-bass or re-slayer, and one for effects and atmosphere. If you're using returns for delay or reverb, set those up too. For tempo, aim around 174 BPM. That's classic jungle and drum and bass territory, but anywhere from 172 to 176 will keep you in the pocket. Now mark out an 8-bar drop section in arrangement view. Color code your drum and bass groups if that helps. This makes it much easier to see where the energy shifts happen, because in jungle, the movement is often in the arrangement just as much as it is in the sound design. Next, build the break foundation. Drag a classic break into simpler or slice it up in drum rock by transients. Think Amen, Think, or any chopped break that already has some attitude in it. The important thing is not to overquantize it. Jungle gets its life from sample feel and intentional timing choices, not from making every hit identical. Use Ableton's groove pool carefully if you want a little swing or human feel, but don't lean on it too much. A lot of the groove comes from the edits themselves. Quantize the slices to 1/16 if you need to clean things up, then manually nudge selected hits. Try pushing some ghost snares or hats a little late, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds. That little drag can make the loop feel looser and more alive. If you want urgency, you can also push certain kick or snare accents a touch early. The point is to create contrast. Some hits pull ahead, some settle back. On the break track, shape it with stock Ableton devices. EQ 8 first, to cut unnecessary sub-mud below roughly 30 to 40 Hz. Then drum bus to add a bit of drive and maybe boom, if the break needs more body. After that, saturator with soft clip-on can add density and a bit of grit. If the snare gets too sharp, don't flatten the whole break, just tame the harsh area, often somewhere around 3 to 6 kHz. And if the break feels thin, a gentle boost around 180 to 250 Hz can add weight, but be careful. The sub still needs space to own the low end. Now let's program the sub. Use operator with a simple sine wave. Keep it mono. Keep it clean. The sub should be stable and controlled, not flashy. Short attack. Maybe a medium decay if you want a little punch, but otherwise leave it plain. In level terms, you want it solid, but not taking over the whole mix. Here's where the offset idea really starts to matter. Don't just mirror the break. Let the bass answer it. Place a bass note just after a snare hit so it feels like a reply. Leave space on the first hit of the bar, then let the bass come in on the offbeat. Use shorter notes in the first half of the drop, then slightly longer notes later so the pressure builds. A strong jungle phrase might land one bass note on the end of one, then answer after beat two, then hold a note into a fill, then cut out for a beat before slamming back in. That kind of phrasing gives you tension. The listener hears the rhythm leaning forward instead of sitting neatly on the grid. And that's what makes it feel underground and dangerous rather than polite. Now add a mid-bass layer. Wave Eatable works great for this, or operator if you want something simpler. Think restyle movement, with detuned saws or a richer harmonic texture. Keep it separate from the sub. You want the mid-bass to bring character and aggression, not low-end clutter. Low-pass it somewhere in the 150 to 400 Hz range depending on how thick you want it, then add a bit of saturation or overdrive for bite. If the layer gets too wide in the low mids, use utility to keep it centered and under control. Place that mid-bass rhythmically so it pushes against the break. A slight delay after the drum transient can feel really good. You can use short stabs in one bar and longer notes in the next. That shift alone can make a simple pattern feel like it's evolving. Automate the filter too. Open it a little during fills. Close it when the drums hit hardest. That little inhale and exhale makes the groove feel alive. Now let's arrange the actual drop. Don't think of it as one loop. Think of it as a phrase with a beginning, middle, and exit. A solid 8-bar structure could go like this. Bars 1 and 2 hit full, but leave a small gap or two in the bass so it has room to breathe. Bars 3 and 4 introduce a fill, a snare roll, a reverse, or a little breakdown moment inside the drop. Bars 5 and 6 bring in a second bass motif for extra top percussion. Then bars 7 and 8 strip one thing away and set up the next section. This is where offset becomes arrangement. Dart one bass stab slightly late so it feels like it lands behind the break. Place a percussion hit slightly early before a section change to create anticipation. Cut the bass for half a bar before the fill. Then bring it back on the next strong drum hit. Jungle often feels exciting because it's constantly almost resolving. You're always on the edge of the next hit. Now add switch-ups. This is the difference between a loop and a drop. Reverse a snare tail into the bar transition. Mute the first kick on bar 4 or bar 8. Duplicate a snare and delay it by a 16th for a flam. Add ghost notes under the snare to create motion. Use the grid for structure, then break it slightly for expression. If you want to push it further, resample the break. Route the break group to a resampling track. Record 4 to 8 bars. Then slice the recorded audio into new fragments. Rearrange those fragments into fills or little fill-within-fill moments. This is one of the fastest ways to make the drop feel like a performance instead of a programmed loop. Now bring in effects, but use them with purpose. Auto-filter on the mid-bass is great for opening and closing the energy over a few bars. Echo can work on select snare hits or vocal chops, especially if you filter the low end out of the delay. Reverb can be used on the last hit before a switch-up, but cut it hard when the drop comes back in. Utility is also useful for narrowing the stereo image right before the main impact, then restoring it afterward. The rule here is simple. Every FX move should help the drop feel bigger, tighter, or more dangerous. If it's just adding noise, it's probably in the way. Now do a low-end check. Jungle drops can get messy fast, because the break has its own thump and the bass is doing serious work. Make sure the sub is mono. If the break is competing with the bass, carve out space with EQ8. If the kick and sub are masking each other, use a little sidechain or volume shaping, but don't overdo the pumping unless that's the style you want. DNB and jungle often hit hardest when the low end is controlled, not exaggerated. And keep an eye on the snare. The snare is often the anchor that makes the offset feel intentional. If the bass is crowding it, pull the bass back rather than weakening the snare. In jungle, the break often needs to stay the star. A really useful way to think about all of this is push and drag. If the groove feels too mechanical, move some non-essential hits slightly forward. If it feels rushed, drag supporting parts back a touch. Just don't offset the anchors too much. Your main snare and strongest kick accents should still feel solid. The drift belongs on ghosts, fills, top percussion, and bass replies. Also pay attention to velocity. Lower velocities on repeated hats or ghost notes can make the timing offsets feel more natural. And if you want a moment to hit harder, push one accented bass note slightly stronger right before a rest. Silence can be louder than another layer. For a more advanced move, try thinking in two bar chunks. Jungle often works best when bar 1 asks a question and bar 2 answers it. Bar 1 might be busy. Bar 2 might be sparse. That contrast is what keeps the drop from flattening out. If every bar is equally dense, the ear stops leaning forward. As a final arrangement pass, make sure the drop feels DJ-friendly. Give it a clear start, a middle, and a clean exit. A one-bar lead-in can help the drop feel earned. A fill at the end of bar 4 or 8 gives you a reset. And if you're planning a full tune, think in terms of intro, build, drop, variation, and outro so the track works in a mix as well as in a club. If you want to practice this fast, set a 15-minute timer. Pick one break, program two bars, add a simple sign sub and operator, write a bass line with at least two gaps per bar, then offset three hits, one bass note slightly late, one ghost snare slightly late, and one percussion hit slightly early. Add one fill at the end of bar two, then loop it for eight bars and make one change every two bars. That exercise alone will teach you a lot about how movement really works in a jungle drop. So the big takeaway is this. Jungle drops hit hardest when timing offsets create energy, the break stays lively, the sub stays mono and clean, and the bass phrases like a conversation instead of a wall. In drum and bass, space is power. A well-placed offset can hit harder than another layer ever could. All right, lock that in, get the loop rolling, and start making the groove breathe.